My name is Mia Gantner. I'm 14 years old. Today is November 27th, 2017. I'm speaking with Gina Gantner, who is my mom. We are recording in Ringo's, New Jersey. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I grew up in Hillsborough, New Jersey. We lived in a great neighborhood. We played with the kids in the neighborhood all the time. So we were always outside doing something with them, riding bikes. We would go to fields in the back of the house, which my mother and father told us never to go to, which made it even more exciting when my sister and I would go back there and ride our bikes on the flat track. We had a lot of fun growing up too. Family dinners every night, really had a good time.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
My favorite memory of you?
Yes.
When you were little, you had crazy, crazy hair. It stuck up straight in the air in the back. And a little fun fact about you was you had great balance when you were a little kid. You used to stand on your dad's back and you never fell. You could stand up there, you could stand on anything and you never fell. You had a very weird sense of balance that you never, never, never fell.
What are some of the best lessons you've learned?
Best lessons I've learned? I still haven't learned this one, but sometimes you need to keep your mouth shut even though you want to say something. It's a lesson I still have to work on. I think you should always treat people the way you would like to be treated and take care of people.
How were Bobby and Poppy growing up?
We always did family things, so dinner was a big deal. Every Sunday when we grew up, my sister and I, maybe from third grade and fifth grade, would ski every Sunday in the winter, and we loved that. We looked forward to that day every week. We'd ski with my aunt, my uncle, and my cousins, and we had a very, very fun time. We did the Jersey Shore in the summertime. And a couple of the years, because my grandmother McCluskey liked to go down to Wildwood, we did a week down in Wildwood at Pier 6600, which was a lot of fun. We looked forward to that.
What's your favorite story to tell? So that could be growing up or anything.
Oof. That's a tough one, but I think one of my favorite stories is when my sister was graduating University of Maryland, and we went to a party at the bar in the morning. It was called Elbow Room, and we woke up and threw our hair in ponytails and waited because our father was coming with us, and he came all dressed up, and his hair looked nice, and he had his pick in his back pocket. He had new white sneakers on. He was all showered. His hair was perfect. And we got to the bar, and about... maybe we were there 5 minutes, and one of my sister's friends poured a pitcher of beer over Poppy's head, and he just kind of froze and looked up, and he's like, we were trying to get him to have a drink, and he says, I'll take that beer now, and he stuck it out. He elbowed room the whole day, and I went back to the sorority early. Everybody came back but my father and my sister, and they came back at the nick of time to get to my sister's graduation, and they were both feeling very, very good.
How do your children impact you?
I like watching how they handle situations. I like watching how sometimes they're like their dad and sometimes they're like me. And I like it sometimes when I look at them and I can see me doing that, or that's the way I would do it when I was little, or I see the way that they do something that their dad would, how their dad would handle it. That's not really answering that question though, is it?
What's your favorite holiday and why?
I love Christmas because I get to host Christmas Eve at my house, and Christmas Eve growing up for me, being in an Italian family, was always the biggest holiday of the year. When I was little, we used to get together with all of my cousins and my aunts, my uncles, my grandmother. We'd have a very, very big party. Santa would come every year and leave us presents on the front porch, and we would be there all night eating and having a lot of fun laughing with the cousins and the aunts and uncles. It was a very good memories of my childhood.
What was it like growing up with your sister?
We always had a lot of fun together. We fought like cats and dogs, and we got along very well too. I always took care of her, and we had a lot of fun after we grew up. We had a lot of jokes that we had when we were little, and then we lived together in an apartment for a long time after we grew up, which was a lot of fun. And she was always crazy. We always had a good time. We were always laughing. We enjoyed hanging out with each other. We were friends.
Who do you look up to most?
I guess I look up to my mom and dad a lot. I look up to my grandmother. I think my mom and dad most, because I think they raised a very good family, and my mother did not have a lot when she grew up, so she always gave us a lot. She's a very good cook, and her mother was not a very good cook because she was always working to take care of her daughters. So I was very, I look up to my mother because she changed that around when she married my father, and they were always there for us growing up, and they always gave us everything we needed, and we could always count on them. And I look up to them because they raised a great family, they have a great marriage, and they treat everybody in the family very well.
All right, my last question is, how has this person impacted you? But you already answered that, so I think we're done. Thank you.